Cyril, and I cooked grits for him two or three times a week when he was here. He just loved it.
Did you ever, instead of having the thing ground up, just have it where it's been just the whole kernels been kind of leached?
Oh, kind of a hominy grits. I don't care for it, but a lot of people do.
What was the term that people usually have around here? You know, alcoholic beverages that are made at home, that don't pay any tax on them. What's the name that you usually
use? Well, most of them call them homebrew.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard any other terms?
Bootlegging, the moonshining, and...
All the same thing?
Yeah, all the same thing.
And, say you walk into, talking about food, you walk into the kitchen, you know, or you walk into the house, and food's cooking makes a good impression when you knock it. You might say, just that food, just...
Ooh, it just smells so good.
We talked, I think earlier you mentioned that sometimes have syrup. Did I ask you, is that the same thing as molasses to you?
No, it isn't. Syrup is not as thick and as strong as molasses. Molasses is cooked longer, cooked down to a more of a sugary state.
They made out of the same thing?
Well, it depends. Your molasses is made out of, a sorghum cane or something. There's different kinds of cane I think it's made out of.
They were making syrup right here?
We used to. My granddaddy used to have a big mill, and they'd grind the cane and put the, they would hitch the mule up to the shaft, to the grinder, and they'd run the cane through there and grind it, and then they'd cook the syrup in a great big cement vat they had. That was the nights that my mother and daddy always looked forward to, because they'd have a neighborhood party. They'd call them the cane grindings, and they would always have what we call now square dancing, but they called it, they would get a skip to Maloof, was what my dad used to say. They used to, just kind of a game that older folks would play. Of course, we would get up on the stalks of the ground cane and roll down them, the children.
You ever chew that sugar cane?
Oh, yes.
Did you ever try drinking any of that cane?
Oh, yes. I had, the cane juice is delicious if you get fresh. It's real good.
That's some sweet stuff, too.
I had, my little jug. See, it's sitting in the corner up there. Some friends of mine went to Georgia, the little brown jug sitting right up on the top shelf. He came back and he brought that full of cane juice for me. And he said, when he left, he said, what do you want me to bring you? And I said, oh, quarter moonshine, you go into the mountains up there. Just kidding. And when he came back, he brought a little brown jug to me. It had fresh cane juice in it. And that was when I was over high school. And the principal came down to my office, and I had it. A little jug sitting on my desk, and he came in and he said, what is that? And I said, that's some Mountain Dew from Georgia. I said, hey, don't you want to taste it? And he said, yeah, get me a cup. And I got a little paper cup, and he was from Indiana, and he had never tasted the juice that came. He got the biggest thrill out of it.
Yeah, that's real sweet. You have to develop the taste
for
it.
Yeah, you do. A lot of people, most people don't care for it.
You talked about something like a belt. You might say, well, this is imitation leather. It's
the real leather.
And, did you ever use anything besides real there?
Besides what?
Besides real? Ever use genuine or anything like that?
No.
And, before sugar was, was packaged and sold, it was sold with
barrels. Bags.
And, machine kind of stuff. on the table to, to season your food, you have what?
Salt, pepper.
So you had a bowl of fruit there, maybe some peaches and apples or something. You offer a child a peach and say, no, I don't want a peach, but we'll give...